Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's topics: the problem with small business job postings, also how pro football players market themselves away from the NFL, and five tips for retaining valuable employees. Those stories after this.
He's in the paint, down by two. Can he do it? The ball is up, and nothing but net! The crowd goes wild!
Hey, Greg, waiting on your PC again?
Yep. Want a front row seat to the big game?
No, I'm good.
A workplace that doesn't work is anything but beautiful. Give your employees the power to do their best work and reduce downtime by 50% with new, powerfully performing Dell and Intel technology. Learn more at dell.com/business.
Hey, everybody's got a to-do list, right? Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. There's a reason your company may not be attracting the best and brightest. New research says the language in your job postings may be turning people off. The vast majority of job ads tell applicants what the company wants, with laundry lists of requirements and qualifications. As the labor market gets tighter, though, companies need to put themselves in the applicant's shoes. So if you're writing the job ad, consider this: what can the company do for a prospective employee? Research says when you emphasize career growth or the significance of the job, the quality of applicants rises dramatically. Postings should outline things like opportunity for advancement, the autonomy workers in a role have, and the significance of the work. In the research, here's what resonated among applicants to a fake post. Statements like, "You will have the opportunity to work on a variety of tasks and develop your skills in many areas." Another one, "We seek to provide employees with constructive feedback to foster their career growth." And, "You will have many opportunities to collaborate with talented people." Well, here's a football-related story connected to entrepreneurism and small biz, since we're in Super Bowl mode right now. Wall Street Journal reporter Stu Wu says players are increasingly using a certain tool to make sure they're set up for opportunities after football, since careers in the NFL, as you know, don't last that long. He's got to look at how some are using LinkedIn accounts. Stu, who's on it?
I was talking to Josh Brown, who's the kicker for the New York Giants, and he's got this off-season career in real estate, and he told me to go to his LinkedIn account. So he just started searching for different players on the Jets and the Giants and all throughout the NFL. And a lot of guys, surprisingly, do have an account on LinkedIn. You can find Brandon Marshall, you know, Jets receiver there, Matt Hasselbeck, the Colts quarterback. And they do it because they have a bunch of off-season interests in broadcasting, in business, and whatnot. And they just use it like you and I would use it.
Oh, how about that? All right, so what's Brandon Marshall doing?
He does a bunch of different things. So when he's not playing receiver for the New York Jets, he's running a off-season training program for prospective NFL draftees. He runs a nonprofit focused on mental illness, and he has a broadcasting career. So that's what he uses it for, just try to keep up with people to advance what he wants to do when he's done playing football.
All right, so will they accept just anybody, say, as a follower?
They won't. You know, I was talking to Josh Brown, and I actually tried to connect with him on LinkedIn. You have to. There's a feature on LinkedIn. If you're a celebrity or if you're anybody, you can set it so that people have to enter your email address, for you to have a connection on LinkedIn. But one of the guys I talked to was a safety for the New York Jets named Deion Bailey. He's played for the Seahawks, and he said that he would just let anybody connect with them. In fact, some of his football fans would write endorsements of him for things like marketing, people he's never met, and he was. He just thought it was funny, and he just let them do it.
How about that? We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Stu Wu. He's got a piece entitled "NFL Players Use LinkedIn to Manage Their Off-Field Aspirations." So for the guys that don't know how to use it, I guess, do they plan to, or are they asking for help from elsewhere, or what?
Yeah, Bailey, the Jets safety, said he's going to get help from his girlfriend, who's a master's student, to figure out how to use it. And look, football players have the longest offseason and the shortest careers out of any of the major professional sports. So they have for everybody besides the Super Bowl players, they have a few months to figure out what to do with LinkedIn.
Do the teams themselves help these guys with, say, the post-career aspirations?
Yeah, all 32 NFL teams have something called a player development program, and they work with the league to place people in off-season internships and to just help them. Because, look, the average career of an NFL player is about 3.5 years. Many of these guys, most of these guys have college degrees or at least some college experience. But again, a lot of the guys with the longer careers are maybe 4, 5, 6 years out of college. They have never written a resume. So the teams and the league does help them to figure out what to do after they're done playing football.
Thanks, Stu. Wall Street Journal reporter Stu Wu. Coming up next, 5 ways to retain top talent at your small business. Hey, when shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, good employees are rare to come by and can prove to be the biggest asset to your company. Here are 5 tips to ensure they never leave, courtesy of allbusiness.com. Number 1, keep them in the loop. Keeping your employees engaged in the happenings of your business will make them feel more invested in your company. Number 2, give your team a voice. Hear your team out. Give them opportunities to express their ideas. Number 3, accommodate their schedule. Being flexible with work schedules gives your team an opportunity to run personal errands and spend time with family. This will increase happiness, which ideally increases productivity. Number 4, offer a few fun perks. Rewarding your workers for going above and beyond shows your team that you care and makes your company more enjoyable to work for. And number 5, be a leader. Step up to the plate and take on a difficult task. Guide your workers through problems and make yourself accessible when your team needs you. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We'll be right back.